In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I thank you for the gift of divine life. I thank you for the gift of divine forgiveness, divine peace, and my continued ministry here. Let us pray together the prayer of the church, evening prayer, from the Liturgy of the Hours. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Alleluia. Father, we thank thee who has planted thy holy name within our hearts, knowledge and faith and life immortal, Jesus, thy Son, to us imparts. Thou, Lord, didst make all for thy pleasure, didst give man food for all his days, giving in Christ the bread eternal. Thine is the power, be thine the praise. Watch over thy church, O Lord, in mercy. Save it from evil, guard it still. Perfected in thy love, united, cleansed and conformed unto thy will. As grain once scattered on the hillsides, was in this broken bread made one. So from all lands thy church be gathered into thy kingdom by thy Son. Lord, keep my soul from death, never let me stumble. I love the Lord, for he has heard the cry of my appeal, for he has turned his ear to me in the day when I called him. They surrounded me, the snares of death, with the anguish of the tomb. They caught me sorrow and distress. I called on the Lord's name. O Lord, my God, deliver me. How gracious is the Lord and just. Our God has compassion. The Lord protects the simple hearts. I was helpless, so he saved me. Turn back my soul to your rest, for the Lord has been good. He has kept my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from stumbling. I will walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, keep my soul from death, never let me stumble. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Father, pray for all those in most need of thy mercy, especially those in our community like Bill and Michael and Henry. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Lord, keep my soul from death. Never let me stumble. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall come my help? My help shall come from the Lord who made heaven and earth. May he never allow you to stumble. Let him sleep not, your guard. No, he slumbers. He sleeps not, nor slumbers Israel's guard. The Lord is your guard and your shade. At your right hand he stands. By day the sun shall not smite you, nor the moon in the night. The Lord will guard you from evil. He will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going and coming, both now and forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Saint Joseph, pray for us and our families, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Lord, keep my soul from death. Never let me stumble. King of all the ages, your ways are perfect and true. Mighty and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who would dare refuse you honor or the glory due your name, O Lord? Since you alone are holy, all nations shall come and worship in your presence. Your mighty deeds are clearly seen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. King of all the ages, your ways are perfect and true. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from the second book of Maccabees, the sacrifice for the dead. After the feast called Pentecost, Judas and his fellow followers lost no time in marching against Gorgias, governor of Idumea, who opposed them with 3,000 foot soldiers and 4,400 horsemen. In the ensuing battle, a few of the Jews were slain. A man called Dostorius, a powerful horseman and one of Bachnor's men, caught hold of Gorgias, grasped his military cloak, and dragged him along by main strength, intending to capture the vile wretch alive. When a Thyrsian horseman attacked Dorsicius and cut off his arm at the shoulder, then Gorgias fled to Marsa after Ezrus and his men had been fighting for a long time and were weary. Judas called upon the Lord to show himself their ally and leader in the battle. Then, raising a battle cry in his ancestral language and with songs, he charged Gorgias' men when they were not expecting it and put them to flight. Judas rallied his army and went to the city of Adullam. As the week was ending, they purified themselves according to custom and kept the Sabbath there. On the following day, since the task had now become urgent, Judas and his men went to gather up the bodies of the slain and bury them with their kinsmen in their ancestral tombs. But under the tunic of each of the dead, they found amulets sacred to the idols of Jamrina, which the law forbids Jews to wear. So it was clear to all that this was why these men had been slain. They all therefore praised the ways of the Lord, the just judge, who brings to light the things that are hidden. Turning to supplication, they prayed that the sinful deed might be fully blotted out. The noble Judas warned the soldiers to keep themselves free from sin, for they had seen with their own eyes what had happened because of the sin of those who had fallen. He then took up a collection among all his soldiers, amounting to 2,000 silver drachmas, which he sent to Jerusalem to provide for an expiatory sacrifice. In doing this, he acted in a very excellent and noble way, inasmuch as he had the resurrection of the dead in view. For if he were not expecting the fallen to rise again, it would have been useless and foolish to pray for them in death. But if he did this with a view to the splendid reward that awaits those who had gone to rest in godliness, it was a holy and pious thought. Thus he made atonement for the dead, that they might be freed from this sin. Responsory prayer. There are some who have died a godly death. They shall receive the splendid reward which awaits them. It is a holy and pious thought to make atonement for the dead, so that they might be freed from their sins. They shall receive the splendid reward which awaits them. What is man that you are mindful of him? What is this new mystery surrounding me? I am both small and great, both lowly and exalted, mortal and immortal. earthly and heavenly. I am to be buried. This is a reading from a sermon by St. Gregory Nazianzen. What is man that you are mindful of him? What is this new mystery surrounding me? I am both small and great, both lowly and exalted, mortal and immortal, earthly and heavenly. I am to be buried with Christ and to rise with him, to become a co-heir with him, a son of God, and indeed God himself. This is what the great mystery means for us. This is why God became man and became poor for our sake. It was to raise up our flesh, to recover the divine image, to recreate mankind, so that all of us might become one in Christ, who perfectly became in us everything that he himself is. So we are no longer to be male and female, barbarian and scythian, slave and free, distinctions belonging to the flesh, distinctions deriving from the flesh, but are to bear within ourselves only the seal of God, by whom and for whom we were created. We are to be so formed and molded by him that we are recognized as belonging to his one family. If only we could be what we hope to be by the great kindness of our generous God. He asks so little and gives so much in this life and in the next to those who love him sincerely. In his spirit of hope and out of love for him, let us then bear and endure all things and give thanks for everything that befalls us, since even reason can often recognize these things as weapons to win salvation. And meanwhile, let us commend to God our own souls and the souls of those who, being more ready to for it, have reached the place of rest before us, although they walked the same road as we do. Lord and creator of all, and especially of your creature, man, you are the God and Father and ruler of your children. You are the Lord of life and death. You are the guardian and benefactor of our souls. You fashion and transform all things in their due season through your creative word, as you know to be best in your due wisdom and providence. Receive now those who have gone ahead of us in our journey from this life, and receive us too at the proper time, when you have guided us in our bodily life as long as it may be for our profit. Receive us prepared indeed by fear of you, but not troubled, not shrinking back on the day of death, or uprooted by force like those who are lovers of this of the world and the flesh. Instead, may we set out eagerly for that everlasting and blessed life which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Responsory prayer. We ask you, O Lord our God, to raise up the souls of the dead, for whom you laid down your life. Remember that we are dust, and our lives are as fleeting as the flower or the grass of the field. O merciful, kind, and compassionate Lord, remember that we are dust, and our lives are as fleeting as the flower of the grass or the grass of the field. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whomever comes to me I shall not turn away. Canticle of Mary. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy. the promise we made to our father, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I shall not turn away. We acknowledge Christ the Lord, through whom we hope that our lowly bodies will be made like his own in glory. And we say, Lord, you are our life and resurrection. Christ, Son of the living God, who raised up Lazarus, your friend, from the dead, raise up to life and glory the dead whom you have redeemed by your precious blood. Christ, consoler of those who mourn, you dried the tears of the family of Lazarus, of the widow's son and the daughter of Jairus. Comfort those who mourn for the dead. Christ, Savior, destroy the reign of sin in our earthly bodies, so that just as through sin we deserve punishment, so through you we may gain eternal life. Christ, Redeemer, look on those who have no hope because they do not know you. May we receive faith in the resurrection and the life of the world to come. You revealed yourself to the blind man who begged for the light of his eyes. Show your face to the dead who are still deprived of your light. When at last our earthly home is dissolved, give us a home not of earthly making, but built of eternity in heaven. I pray for all the intentions of your heart, for Therese, for Henry, for Michael, for Bill, and for all the people in need in our community, for Father Bailey, Father Bob. Lord, you are our life and resurrection. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Lord, you are our life and resurrection. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Lord, hear our prayers. By the raising of your Son from the dead, you've given us faith. Strengthen our hope that our brother and our sister, all of them whom we hold in our hearts, will share in your resurrection fully. We'll share in your resurrection. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Pray for our Holy Father's intentions that the Church may prevent suicides, and provide people with suicidal tendencies with support, assistance, and help, and that they may be blessed and led by the Holy Spirit to worship and find meaning in life, again, through you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I thank you, and I offer my plenary indulgence, or equivalent graces for the soul in purgatory, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, may he or she be released, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. May this soul pray for us in our need, In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.